This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli politicians Sunday inched closer to forming a coalition that would end the era of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Politicians opposed to the country's longest-serving leader were in intense talks ahead of a Wednesday night deadline as a ceasefire continues to hold following the latest deadly military conflict with Islamist Palestinian group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu faces trial on fraud, bribery, and breach of trust charges, which he denies, and he has held on to power through a period of turmoil with four elections in under 2 years. But after an inconclusive March vote in which Netanyahu's party gained the most seats but again failed to form a government, former TV anchor Yair Lapid is now trying to build a rival coalition. It follows weeks of escalating tensions between Israel and Palestinians, including a deadly 11-day exchange of rocket fire from Gaza and devastating Israeli airstrikes, initially appearing to leave Netanyahu more likely to hold power. But political scientists at Hebrew University told AFP Sunday Israel is now, quote, closer than ever to a coalition of change, adding Netanyahu is in a desperate position. The UN rights chief voiced alarm Sunday at deadly clashes in the Colombian city of Cali, calling for an independent investigation and accountability for the violence, pointing to reports that 14 people have died since Friday amid massive anti-government protests in Colombia's third largest city. Michelle Bachelet says a swift investigation and resumption of dialogue is needed. Her comments came after the Colombian army a day earlier tightened its control over the city of 2.2 million after clashes pitted police against armed civilians. This is VOA News. Afghan officials said Sunday a mortar bomb fired by the Taliban struck a wedding ceremony in a province north of the Afghan capital, killing at least six people, including women and children. The incident happened late Saturday when a shell aimed at an army checkpoint hit a house instead where a crowd had gathered for a wedding, according to officials. The insurgents denied they had fired the shell and instead blamed government forces for firing the mortar. The Interior Ministry further accused the Taliban Sunday of killing nearly 250 civilians and wounding more than 500 in roadside bomb blasts and other attacks over the past month. On Saturday, at least four people, including two university lecturers, were killed and several others were wounded when a roadside bomb struck their bus north of Kabul. Violence has soared in recent weeks as government forces and the Taliban clash in near daily battles across the rugged countryside. Even as violence surges, the U.S. military continues to withdraw its remaining 2,500 troops from Afghanistan. Last month, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered the military to complete the exit of all troops by September 11th, which will wrap up the U.S. on-the-ground involvement in a war that began nearly 20 years ago following the September 11th, 2001 attacks by Al-Qaeda. Ethiopians staged a massive rally on Sunday in Addis Ababa to rail against the United States imposing restrictions on economic and security assistance over the conflict in the Tigray region. Demonstrators packed a stadium in the capital for the pro-government rally, chanting against the U.S. sanctions and waving posters accusing foreign powers of interfering in Ethiopia's sovereignty. The public show of pro-government support comes after U.S. President Joe Biden this week condemned the war in Tigray and his administration imposed restrictions on visas and assistance over the six-month conflict. The Tigray conflict erupted in November when Ethiopia's Nobel Peace Prize-winning leader sent troops to confront the leaders of Tigray's ruling party, accusing them of attacks on federal army camps. Fighting continues more than 6 months later, and world leaders are warning of a potential humanitarian catastrophe in the northern region. Eritrean troops who teamed up with the Ethiopian military have been implicated in multiple massacres and other atrocities during the Tigray conflict, allegations that are denied. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com, or you can follow us on the Voice of America mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.